Today we're going to read one of Bond's poems entitled The If. If I only had things as I'd like to, I never would work anymore. And I'd have me a valet and chauffeur, and a butler to open my door. And if wishes were horses or autos, they tell me that beggars could ride. And they say that if garbage were donuts, the poor devils could eat till they died. And I go down to the beach with my clam hole, and I look at the holes in the sand. And I wish that I were a pied piper, with a clam chiming flute in my hand. I'd whistle a soul-stirring treble, the clams would get jazz in their blood, and I'd sit down on a boulder and watch them pop up through the mud. The blisters would all leave my fingers, and there would be no more kinks in my spine, and I'd whistle them right through a puddle to wash off the mud and the slime. And I'd make them jump into my roller while I hid them all under my spell, and I'd teach them to bite their own heads off and jump right out of the shell. I think that there should be some changes take place in the labors of life. The man ought to sleep every morning, and the fire be built by his wife. He should not be made to wear neckties, or forced to have press in his pants. He never should work in the daytime, because he might get too tired to dance. If I were the boss of creation, I'd have things a lot different, I think. There'd be beer to relieve all the farmers, and once I'd had all I could drink, I'd put yeast in the Magundacook River and dump in a carload of malt, and I'd dam up the mouth of the harbour for the people who drink it with salt. Oh, the prophets had no use for dreamers or idle in lily-white hands, and they preached about labour and hardship, but I'll bet you they never dug clams. And the toilers, they said, would be sainted, and the plodders wear diamonds and gold. But I'd rather be out in the sunshine and there let my visions unfold.